Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Money Member by Ram Goldar and Tirmim Zechus Menachos, Daf Nun, the fourth parak HaTechelos. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes HaManav discussed various avodas done twice a day where the morning avoda was not performed. The Mishnah is meant to say that if they did not offer the morning tamid, they do not offer the afternoon tamid. However, this is only if the Mizbeach HaChitzon had not yet been inaugurated, because it can only be inaugurated with the morning tamid. If it was already inaugurated, the afternoon tamid is brought, even if the morning tamid was not brought. Rabbi Shimon says that if Kohanim intentionally did not offer the morning tamid, they are penalized and may not offer the afternoon tamid. Rather, other Kohanim must bring it. Rabbi Shimon agrees that Kohanim who did not bring the Ketores in the morning may still bring it in the afternoon and are not penalized. The Kevin de Loshicho Ma'atra, since Ketores is not common and it makes the one who brings it wealthy, Chaviva Huvapashe, it's dear to the Kohanim and they're not negligent about it. The Mishnah taught that the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaZahav must be done with the afternoon Ketores. He derives the Mizbeach HaZahav's inauguration from the menorah's first kindling and its inauguration, which was in the afternoon. A Braisa disagrees and holds it's inaugurated with the morning Ketores, deriving the Mizbeach HaZahav from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which was inaugurated in the morning. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, the mincha the Kohen Gadol brings twice daily, were not brought originally in halves of an Isaron, rather, maybe Isaron Shalim v'chotzeu. He brings a full Isaron of flour and divides it and offers half in the morning and half in the afternoon. If a Kohen Gadol brought half in the morning and died, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, he cannot bring another half Isaron for the afternoon, nor can he use the original remaining half Isaron. Instead, he must bring another full Isaron, divide it, and offer half of it, while the other half is destroyed. In total, two halves are offered, and two halves are destroyed. A Braisa teaches that both destroyed halves require Ibur Tzura, a change of appearance through remaining overnight, before being burned. The first half, left unoffered by the first Kohen Gadol, cannot be burned immediately since it was originally fit to be offered. Although the second half, left by the new Kohen Gadol, was always intended to be destroyed, this Tana holds that even Pigel, a stringent inherent psul, requires Ibur Tzura. Alternatively, Rav Ashi explains that since the second Kohen Gadol could have used either half of the second Isaron, both halves were originally fit for offering. And pointing with the Amoraim debate how the Chavitin are prepared, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, in Rabbi Yochanan's name, Ofa v'achachach matagna. He bakes it in an oven and afterwards fries it on a griddle. He supports this with the word tufine, darshing it as teafana na'a. It must be baked while it appears attractive, whereas frying it first would blacken it. Rabbi Asi said in Rabbi Chanina's name that it is first fried and then baked, and he darshens tufine as teafena na. It should be baked while partially cooked, meaning after being fried. In a braisa, the Tana Kama darshens tufine this way, and Rabbi darshens it as teafena na. Rabbi Yossi says teafena rabba. It should be baked a lot. He interprets it as both na and na'eh. Therefore, it is first baked, so it's baked while attractive, then fried, then baked again, so it's partially cooked before baking. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes HaManav discussed various avodas done twice a day where the morning avoda was not performed. The Mishnah is meant to say that if they did not offer the morning tamid, they do not offer the afternoon tamid. However, this is only if the Mizbeach HaChitzon had not yet been inaugurated, because it can only be inaugurated with the morning tamid. If it was already inaugurated, the afternoon tamid is brought, even if the morning tamid was not brought. Rabbi Shimon says that if Kohanim intentionally did not offer the morning tamid, they are penalized and may not offer the afternoon tamid. Rather, other Kohanim must bring it. Rabbi Shimon agrees that Kohanim who did not bring the Ketores in the morning may still bring it in the afternoon and are not penalized. The Kevin de Loshicho Ma'atra, since Ketores is not common and it makes the one who brings it wealthy, Chaviva Huvapashe, it's dear to the Kohanim and they're not negligent about it. The Mishnah taught that the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaZahav must be done with the afternoon Ketores. He derives the Mizbeach HaZahav's inauguration from the menorah's first kindling and its inauguration, which was in the afternoon. A Braisa disagrees and holds it's inaugurated with the morning Ketores, deriving the Mizbeach HaZahav from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which was inaugurated in the morning. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, the mincha the Kohen Gadol brings twice daily, were not brought originally in halves of an Isaron, rather, maybe Isaron Shalim v'chotzeu. He brings a full Isaron of flour and divides it and offers half in the morning and half in the afternoon. If a Kohen Gadol brought half in the morning and died, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, he cannot bring another half Isaron for the afternoon, nor can he use the original remaining half Isaron. Instead, he must bring another full Isaron, divide it, and offer half of it, while the other half is destroyed. In total, two halves are offered and two halves are destroyed. A Braisa teaches that both destroyed halves require Iber Tzura, a change of appearance through remaining overnight before being burned. The first half, left unoffered by the first Kohen Gadol, cannot be burned immediately since it was originally fit to be offered. Although the second half, left by the new Kohen Gadol, was always intended to be destroyed, this Tana holds that even Pigel, a stringent inherent psul, requires Iber Tzura. Alternatively, Rav Ashi explains that since the second Kohen Gadol could have used either half of the second Isaron, both halves were originally fit for offering. And pointing with the Amoraim debate how the Chavitin are prepared, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, in Rabbi Yochanan's name, Ofa v'achachach matagna. He bakes it in an oven and afterwards fries it on a griddle. He supports this with the word tufine, darshing it as teafana na'a. It must be baked while it appears attractive, whereas frying it first would blacken it. Rabbi Asi said in Rabbi Chanina's name that it is first fried and then baked. And he darshens tufine as teafena na. It should be baked while partially cooked, meaning after being fried. In a braisa, the Tana Kama darshens tufine this way, and Rebbe darshens it as teafena na. Rabbi Yossi says teafena rabba. It should be baked a lot. He interprets it as both na and na'e. Therefore, it is first baked, so it's baked while attractive, then fried, then baked again, so it's partially cooked before baking. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun, and our standard siman is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbech HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbech HaZahav in the afternoon and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing the Chetzi Ason of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and what happened when a new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day could smell the aroma from the galley where the steward was preparing the Chavitin-style dishes by baking then frying. And baking. Once again, slow motion. The passengers on the non-stop flight, that must mean we're on Daf Nun. The passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbech HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbech HaZahav in the afternoon, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbech HaChitzon and the Mizbech HaZahav. So the passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbech HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbech HaZahav in the afternoon, and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chetzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and what happened when a new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, which reminds us that the Kohen Gadol brought a Chetzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and died, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, he cannot bring another half Isaron for the afternoon, nor can he use the original remaining half Isaron. Instead, he must bring another full Isaron, divide it, and offer half of it while the other half is destroyed. In total, two halves are offered and two halves are destroyed. A braisa teaches that both destroyed halves require Iber Tzura, a change of appearance through remaining overnight, before being burned. So the passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbech HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbech HaZahav in the afternoon and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chetzi Ason of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and what happened when new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day could smell the aroma from the galley where the steward was preparing the Chavitin-style meals by baking then frying and baking. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokes about the order of baking and frying of the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Rav Yossi says, Tafena Rabba, it should be baked a lot. He interprets it as both na and na'e. Therefore, it's first baked, so it's baked while attractive, then fried, then baked again, so it's partially cooked before baking. So once again, the passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbech HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbech HaZahav in the afternoon and saw the shocking news of the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chetzi Ason of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and what happened when new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day could smell the aroma from the galley where the steward was preparing the Chavitin-style meals by baking then frying and baking. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach Hazara.
Daf Mem Vav. So the simur Daf Mem Vav is a cow that goes moo. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume. Cow. That must be more in Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The Kohen dress in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Lechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Tanaim had argued if the Shtei Lechem are Ma'akiv the Shnei Kvasim, or vice versa. Yochanan says, Hakom Modim Shem Huskuku Ze Leze, Shema'akim Ze Ze. Everyone agrees that if they become connected to one another, they're Ma'akiv one another. And what creates their zika, their connection? Shechita, the slaughter of the two kvasim. So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Lechem, who had his class yell zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a zika between them as well, which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael they asked, Tanufa osa zika, does waving the kvasim and lechem create a connection between them or not? Although Rabbi Yochanan only said the Shechita creates a Zika, he may have been uncertain if Tanufa does as well. This question is left unresolved. Rabbi Yirmi asked, if Tanufa does not create a Zika, so Lechem is replaced if it was lost after the Tanufa, Oso Lechem Ton Tanufa, or Enon Ton Tanufa, does that bread require waving or does it not require waving? So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Lechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a Zika between them as well. While he had two loaves which were brought by themselves, burned in the corner of the class, after their appearance changed overnight, which reminds us, a brisa teaches, Shtei Lechem Abos Mifnei Asman, the two loaves which are brought by themselves, which is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion that they may be brought if there are no kvasim, they're waved, utuber tzarasan, and they are left out overnight until their appearance changes, v'yetzel beis reifa, and then they go out to the place of burning. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The contestants at the Kivsei Atzeres maze, that must move on Daf Mem Zayin. The contestants at the Kivsei Atzeres maze by being Mekadosh the Shtei Lechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that the Kivsei Atzeres are Mekadosh, they sanctify the Shtei Lechem with Shechita. Thus, if both the Shechita and Zrika were done with Shman, the Lechem may be eaten. If they were Shechita Shelo Shman, the Lechem is not sanctified. If the Shechita was Lishman, but the Zrika was Shelo Shman, Rebbe says, HaLechem Kadosh Ve'enu Kadosh, the bread is sanctified and not sanctified. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says it's not kadosh unless both the Shechita and Zrika were lishman. So the contestants at the Kivsei Atzeres maze entered by being mekadosh the Shtei Lechem by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates and were challenged to do a Zrika's pika while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if the Shtei Lechem left Yerushalayim between the Shechita and Zrika, and the Zrika was done with intent to eat the lambs chutz lezmanan, outside, there are a lot of time, Rabbi Eliezer says the Lechem does not become pigel, and Rabbi Akiva says it does. So the contestants at the Kivsei Atzeres maze entered by being Mekadosh the Shtei Lechem, by passing through both the Shechita and Zrika gates, and were challenged to do a Zrika's pigel while looking through the telescope at the Lechem outside the maze, and to find the missing Lechem, because if it stays lost, there's no solution to do a Zrika Shelo Shema to permit the Basar to be eaten, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, if the kvasim were shechted properly, and the lechem was subsequently lost, so if the zrika is completed properly, the kvasim would not need to be destroyed, can he throw their blood not for their sake to permit the meat for consumption? If zrika is performed for the sake of an ordinary shlamim, it removes the kivsei atzeres status from the kvasim and may permit their consumption without lechem. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches is Moach brains, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. Well, one brainiac, that was more on Daf Mem Ches, Moach. Well, one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim are shechted on four loaves, which reminds us, a brisa states that if one shechted the two kvasim on four challahs instead of two, Moshech shtai mehen umanifan, he removes two of them and weighs them together with the shechted lambs, v'sharne achelas bepidyon, and the remaining loaves are eaten through redemption. So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, which reminds us, Rabbi China Tarasa taught a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan, that if one shechted four kvasim over two loaves, Moshech shnai mehen v'zorg damen shelo shman, he removes two of them and throws their blood not for their sake, but for an ordinary shlamim's sake, because otherwise the last two kvasim will be forbidden in consumption since only two kvasim are required. Rabbi Yochanan objected, v'kiyomer lo adam amur v'chata b'shvil shetiske, but do we tell a person arise and sin so that you will gain? So while one brainiac was trying to compute what happens when two kvasim were shechted on four loaves, by contrasting it with the case where four kvasim were shechted over two loaves, another brainiac was working to determine whether kibsei atzeres brought shulo l'shma, or pasul like a chatas, or kosher like a shamei nadava, which reminds us of Yitzhak Tara Breisa, kibsei atzeres sheshchatan shulo k'mitzvasan, if lambs of shvus were shechted not according to the prescribed way, rather they were shechted shulo l'shman, they're pasul and are left overnight and are burned. Rav Nachum told him that he compares the kibsei atzeres to a chatas because they're mentioned together in the pasuk, deriving that just as a chatas shechted shulo l'shma is pasul, so too kibsei atzeres shechted shulo l'shman are pasul. However, a ton of Levi's yeshiva holds their kasher, deriving shamei chova mishamei nadava, obligatory shlamim, from voluntary shlamim. That brisa discusses shlamim v'nazra, another case of obligatory shlamim.
Daf mem tes. So the simon daf mem tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the simon. So here goes.
The butcher, that must be on daf mem tes, meat. The butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when a shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, which reminds us, Gemara has machlokes whether akir batalos havi akira, an erroneous uprooting of lishma, whether it's still considered an uprooting. So the butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when his shochet informed him he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos Havya Akira, had to decide whether to use one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin asked Rabbi Chisda, if the tzibur does not have enough animals for the tamidim and musafim obligations, eiz mehen kodem, which one of them takes precedence? The tamidim of that day certainly take precedence over the musafim of that day, since that day's tamidim are tadr umakudash, the more frequent and holy. The question is where there are only enough animals for tomorrow's tamidim or today's musafim, since the tamidim are tadir, but the musafim are makudash, since they're being brought on Shabbos, in contrast to the next day's tamidim. So the butcher from Carbonus Catering, who was upset when a shochet informed him, he shechted a lamb with intent that it was a ram, since Akir Batalos Havi Akira, had to decide whether to use the one lamb for his tamid cut or musaf cut, while his competitor proudly looked on as he always kept a supply of no less than six checked lambs necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which reminds us, our Mishnah states, Ein pochasim mishisha tlaim hamuvakarin b'lushkas katlaim. We have no fewer than six checked lambs in the chamber of lambs, enough for the korbanos necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is 3 days of two tamidim each. The Gemara explains that this refers to lambs which were examined for mumin for 4 days before Shechita.
All right, so now it's time to cook the pop quiz of 10 questions.
Which stuff do you discuss if the lechem was lost after Shechita? Can Zerika be performed shelo l'shma to permit the meat? That's on daf Mem Zayin.
Good. Number 2.
Which daf do we learn that we have no fewer than six checked lambs in the Lushkas Chatayim, enough for the korbanos necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? That's on daf Mem Tes.
Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have about the order of baking and frying the Chaviti Kohen Gadol? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 4.
Which daf brings a description of the Chilazon and teaches that because it's difficult to obtain, Techelas is expensive? That's on daf Mem Dalet.
Good. Number 5.
Which daf do we have about the order of the Mincha and Nesachim of a Mincha's Nesachim? That's on daf Mem Dalet.
Good. Number 6.
Which daf do we discuss what the din is one shechted the two kvasim of Atzeres on four chalos? That's on daf Mem Ches.
Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss the Chaviti Kohen Gadol where the Kohen Gadol died after the first half was brought and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 8.
Which daf do we in the Shechita of Sazika that it connects the Shnei Alechem to the Shnei Kvasim and therefore the Ma'akav Ze'ezeh? That's on daf Mem Vav.
Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss which avot of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnimi? That's on daf Nun. Great. And number 10.
Which daf does Gemara bring the incident of the man who sits has prevented him from sitting with a woman? That's on daf Mem Dalet.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.